Ah, there we go. Wow, okay. Yeah, so I'm here with Mike Mercutio from FC London. This is a surprise, a game I didn't expect Cows would turn out. What did you think of tonight's game?
Yeah, obviously, in terms of the result, maybe I'm just as surprised as you are, but also, you know, I'm disappointed in the result, obviously, but... There were some things that our team did really well tonight, and so I'm looking at it now from more of an analytical standpoint and thinking, you know, what do we need to improve on? But you know, it's hard to understand. But I think I was really, really happy with some of the things that the guys were able to accomplish this evening, and I saw some things that I wanted to see, which we prepared in the preseason. So again, from the results perspective, it's not what we wanted, but. I'm not as disappointed in the way that we played than people would think.
Did you guys get a full warm up tonight, or were you held back in traffic?
Yeah, so yeah, we were late. Our bus got here less than an hour before the game, so we were very rushed to get our preparation.
Great, and it's like 3 minutes, they score. And of course, I've seen that. I was in Hamilton last week with that York 9 kickoff.
Yeah.
3 minutes and changes the whole complexion
for sure.
of the game.
Yeah, but. Yeah. But for sure, like, not to take away from them, like, I don't think this was the reason that we conceded. We, like, you know, I don't want to use that as an excuse. They did some things really well, the opposition, and this was a normal goal, which, you know, hopefully in the future we can prevent.
Okay. Now, last year, you were, it was a long season, and in fact it was still going until September.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a cup competition, then the playoffs started. You finished first, but the playoffs started, and then thud, and you were out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so there was, like a lot of players said, well, I'm back to school, and they left the team.
Yeah, obviously, naturally that time of year we had some players that had to return to school and commit to their colleges and universities. You know, that being said, again, we had some other players who at that moment were a little bit less experienced but stepped up and did a good job. And some of those players now that played at the end of the season are now in this squad this year. Some younger guys, much younger. And so obviously, you know, when one door closes, another one opens up. And we got to see some of our younger talent, which was the positive of last year's playoffs.
Now, I was hanging off a balcony at the Ontario Soccer Centre back in January, and they had a special combine and of League One players handpicked to show off for the CPL League, and there were 5 of your guys,
yeah.
And they all sailed through the first round, the morning sessions, and they all played for the second game as well, and then it's like none of them were picked up. Is it the offers they were given, or they lived too far away, or any reason?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know the exact details behind these types of things. I think a lot of the decisions that were made by the coaching staff, they didn't really share with the League One coaches, and rightly so, they have their own staff.
Okay.
So I don't really know the reasons why they weren't selected, you know. But obviously, you know, like you said, in the combine, some of them showed well and did some good things. But at the same time, I don't know how much was decided before this combine as well, because obviously these coaches have had access to watch players for a long time. But you know what? We have no hard feelings about this. We just we want to keep working with these players, and again, we think that they're capable of playing at that level. And so the next step is to just try to put the same result back out on the field and help these players be seen again.
Okay. And just to finish off, it seems like you know, so many coaches have other jobs to do too. You were also the coach at Fanshawe College.
Yes.
Is that still true?
Yeah, yeah.
And so do you have the men's and women's team?
Just the women's team.
Just the
Fanshawe,
women's
yeah.
team. Now, did you ever coach Jade Kovacevic?
Yes, of course.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
You did. Wow.
I coached her for 3 years at Fanshawe and 4 years at FC London.
Okay, great. And of course, now we know what she's doing. And
yeah.
It's AS Roma, I think
in
she's
Italy,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should be a national team player. And of course, I have to say, go Lady Lynx, go, and then put a dollar in the swear jar, because that's every time I mention Lynx, my history, I've got to do something
yeah.
like that. Okay, great. So, all right, well, anyway, thanks for talking
no,
to
man.
Me tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
You are used to playing Friday nights, maybe not so far away from
yeah.
home.